Breast cancer is the most common type of cancer among women. Growing scientific evidence shows that in most cases during treatment, women get more radiation than they actually need. But as NPR's Patty Naiman reports, two new studies find that doctors are not reducing radiation.
For breast cancer patients, radiation after surgery has been the standard of care for years. Justin Beckelman is a radiation oncologist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine.
And for decades and decades, conventional whole breast radiation lasted for 5 to 7 weeks.
But in the past decade, a number of large studies showed that 3 weeks of radiation at higher doses was just as effective as 5 to 7 weeks at lower doses. There were no increased side effects, and the cost was thousands of dollars less.
Even though we found that using this shortened treatment saves 10% of total costs in the first year after breast cancer diagnosis, I actually think what's more important to patients with breast cancer is the fact that it saves 3 weeks of time when they could be with family, time when they could be at home, time when they could be at work.
So in 2011, recommendations for treatment changed. But did doctors follow them? That's what Beckelman wanted to know. He compared breast cancer treatment before and after the new recommendations. He found that two-thirds of eligible patients were still getting the longer treatment.
Often in cancer care, both physicians and patients believe that more is better. And this is an example where less might be just right, especially in a case where less means equivalent cancer cure and no increase in toxicity. This is a win-win. It's a win-win for patients. It's a win-win for the health system. It's an example of real high-value healthcare.
Beckelman says it can be difficult for doctors to change entrenched practices, and it can be difficult for patients, too, particularly when it comes to a scary, life-threatening disease.
I think, in general, the overall approach to cancer has been a more-is-more approach.
Rachel Blitzblau is a radiation oncologist at Duke University Medical Center. She looked at another area of radiation treatment, in this case for women over 70 with early-stage breast cancer. 10 years ago, a large study found no difference in survival between older women who had radiation after surgery and those who didn't. So Blitzblau compared trends in breast cancer treatment before and after the study.
Prior to publication of the study, approximately 67% of women were getting whole breast radiation after lumpectomy. And after the trial, still about 61 to 62% of women were getting radiation. So the change in practice resulting from publication of the study was very, very small.
Which means the majority of older patients underwent radiation therapy every day, with potential side effects like fatigue, pain, and scarring of breast tissue. This despite the evidence that the treatment does not increase life expectancy.
I think it's hard for patients to hear, we used to always do this, but I'm suggesting to you that we don't need to do this anymore. And I think that can be hard decision to make, that they can be more fearful that they're not taking every step they could to have a good outcome.
Blitzblau says this is where doctors can step in and make a big difference. They can discuss the studies and the evidence with patients and help them understand the actual benefits and risks before making treatment decisions. Patty Naiman, NPR News.